in the C game, and we'll have a couple scores for you here on that Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard. So, all right, now let's send it back to the studios. We'll come back with Chad Rohde. Chad is the head coach of the Watertown Arrows in town to take on the Tiger Girls tonight. You're listening to the pregame show on 95.3 FM and 1340 AM Tiger Radio.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic.
Coach Rohde in 3, 2, and 1.
Aaron Tiger's scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
What is the right home? Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinfusser, real estate agent. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking the budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJB.
Back to the pregame show here on Riverfront Broadcasting. Matt Watson sitting in, Mr. Duffy on the road tonight with the Tiger boys here. Tiger girls game, Watertown Arrows in town. We'll talk to Coach Kaufman here in a few minutes. Right now we sit down with Chad Rohde, head coach for the Watertown Arrows. And Coach, I don't get to see a lot of double A, so I'll ask some questions. You probably answered a bunch of times. Here's what I got on you, though. You're 2-9 on the season, and you guys are coming off a weekend at Rapid City, 2 5-point games, and you were telling me both you kind of fell behind and just ran out of clock. Like, the comeback was there. There just wasn't enough time.
Yeah, you know, it's a typical same day, late and a dollar behind type of deal, but, you know, we got a strong group of kids and got some experience, and, you know, the biggest thing with the kids that we have is their effort. They don't give up in any game.
Tell me a little bit about this team. Like, throw out a few things that you think they do well, a few things you like about them, or a few things I'll be calling out tonight.
You know, the biggest thing is defensively, we do some pretty good things. You know, you hold Aberdeen to 41 points, you hold C to 50 points. You know, defensively, we can seem to get some things accomplished, but offensively, we struggle at times putting the ball in the hole, and that's tough. You know, when you can do what you can defensively and can't get the score, you know, it gets a little bit discouraging. But like I said, these girls battle. They work hard, and you know, start to finish, they're going to give the effort.
Tell me who I'm going to be calling out mostly here tonight, or who gets a lot of the ball handling, who gets a lot of the scoring for you guys?
Well, you know, our starters do a lot of that. They play a lot of the game. Addie Johnston, Emery Thurry, Miranda Valker. You know, I really like what we've done inside this year. You know, we've had a team typically that's been pretty small and don't get to accomplish much inside, but this year, you know, we actually have some size with Avery Munger, does some really good things down low. Emery Thurry had some things down low, and we bring a couple off the bench with Malia Kranz and Maddie Grimsrud. You know, so we really kind of broadened our game a little bit, and now it's just a matter of finishing and taking care of the ball.
Tell me a little bit, Coach, what you know about the Huron Tigers in scouting them.
Well, you know, it's an ESC battle. I don't care what any given year, ESC basketball is, in my eyes, it's my favorite, and any team can win. It's just a battle. You know, it's a defensive battle, typically a low-scoring game. These guys are coming off a really big win against Sioux Falls Jefferson, and they've been in every game. They play well, they shoot well, they defend well. You know, and the best thing is they're at their home court, and we got to try to take them down in their home court tonight.
Ultimately, the coach's answer is I don't care any time, but would you rather have them after that big win or not have them after that big win?
Yeah, I don't really know. Like I said, you know, that win gives them a lot of confidence, and really they probably weren't lacking too much confidence. I mean, they played a lot of close games and a lot of good teams really close. You know, they're a good team. They're well coached. They do a lot of things really well, and, you know, they're scary to play.
Thanks for the talk, Coach. Good luck.
Hey, thank you very much.
Chad Rohde, the head coach of the Watertown Arrows, back to the studios. Come back with Coach Kaufman. We got official starting lineups, and we'll be ready for tip-off. Watertown at Huron Girls Hoops tonight on Riverfront Broadcasting.
The fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors.
Coach 3, 2, and 1.
Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The 1958 Huron Tiger boys basketball team provides this Tiger moment. The 1958 boys were considered one of the finest in the state's history. They finished the season 22-0, led by the likes of Nick Brown, Rex Sweat, and Dennis Bush. They defeated Watertown 54-45 to win the state title. The 1958 Huron Tiger boys basketball team, a proud Tiger moment.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Joe, 1210 KOKK, 1340 KIJV, Riverfront Broadcasting. We'll take tonight from the Huron Arena. Matt Watson live here as Watertown Arrows in town to take on the Huron Tigers. And as always, we sit down with Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger Girls. And Coach, thanks for joining us here. Here's what I got on you. You're 4-6 on the year, midway point of the season. Catch me up a little bit. I understand you guys picked up a real nice win on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, so like you said, we're at the halfway point. This will be game 11 tonight. We've been extremely competitive all the way through 10 games. You know, I think we've lost one game, you know, the six by double digits. Otherwise, everything has been within 4, 6, 8 points. So we've learned a lot in the first 10 games of the year. And like you said, we got a big win against Jefferson on Saturday against the top five ranked team in the state. So that was nice to see. But now Saturday is gone, and here we are Tuesday, and we got a team that we struggle to match up with as far as the way they like to play the game. So we have a tough game tonight against Watertown, and we just got to show up and be ready to play basketball.
I'm going to ask you to relive Saturday one more time. What was the thing? What got you over the hump? What was that thing that this team kind of needed to get that out?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, really. I mean, we just needed that. We made that extra play. You know, we made that extra basket. You know, I mean, and credit to our girls. You know, we led all the fourth quarter. You know, they tied it up, and we ended up going to overtime. And that last 4 minutes in overtime, we just kind of did the little things. You know, got some stops, made a couple of, you know, big baskets, and it was well overdue. I'm not, you know, I can't pick, you know, pinpoint one thing. You know, our defense did what it was supposed to do. We did get to 50 points, which is a big accomplishment for us offensively. So, just kind of everything just kind of fell into place, and, a huge win on Saturday.
Duffy gave me the crash course a little bit here. Obviously, you knew coming in. You have had the same starting lineup throughout the season, which is nice for consistency. The rotation, obviously, has changed a little bit. He said something about some injuries.
So our starting five will be the same as always. 11 games now, which is really nice to have.
Right.
Everybody's kind of gaining experience, you know, and understanding where everyone's at. We did lose Maddie Durgins a week ago on Tuesday to an ACL injury, which was one of our role players off the bench. But we'll still be the same. Allison James and Tatum Peterson will come off the bench, and then if we need to find an eighth, we'll do so as we go. But basically play seven deep, and, the girls are used to it by now, and they're used to all the minutes.
All right, Coach, do my job for me a little bit here. Who do I got to keep an eye on for Watertown?
Number five is kind of their go-to. She's really good at getting to the rim. Emery Thury, she's just kind of their hustle. She plays hard. Plays good defensively, plays good offensively. Miranda Falconer, number 14, again, she's a senior that's played a lot of minutes. So we know that, she's very capable of shooting from the outside. Addie Johnson is their ball handler. So they just play so fast and so hard defensively that it's an adjustment for us that we don't do. It's hard to simulate in practice. So, as they're changing defenses on us and they're pressuring us, it's just something that we got to be ready for and make adjustments to. No different than what we really saw on Saturday. So that's a nice thing. we just can't take our foot off the pedal because they're 2-9 instead of 9-2 like Jefferson was. So we got to show up and we got to be ready to play basketball tonight.
Well, good, Coach. Thanks for the insight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Matt.
Cody Kaufman there, head coach of the Tiger Girls. Back to the studios. Come back with official starting lineup. We'll get it all ready for tip-off. We got Watertown at Huron Girls Hoops coming up on Riverfront Broadcasting.
The Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Juergens, number 10, junior, guard. Justin Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard. Allison James, junior, number 14, guard. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard. Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard. Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward. Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard. Tiki Eagleson, senior, number 33, guard. Jensen Gerving, guard. Sophomore, number 34. Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard. Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward. Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward. Julie Noyes, senior, number 50, forward. Here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, and welcome back to the Huron Arena here. A couple of minutes before they get going on the floor with your starting lineups, and, of course, we'll have another break or two, one for the national anthem, and we'll be about ready for tip-off. Again, just a few minutes behind schedule tonight. They do have this 15-minute clock set to go off right at 7, so shouldn't be much after 7 there when we get underway. As always, the law on the field, the court, the mat, all brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And your law on the court tonight, Scott Whitlock, Eric Donat, and Rusty Keith. Again, Scott Whitlock, Eric Donat, and Rusty Keith. Your law on the floor, your officiating crew here tonight as the 2-9 Watertown Arrows come to town to take on the Huron Tigers. So Huron back to 4-6 after two wins in a row. As we've heard a few times now, a huge win on Saturday at home over Sioux Falls Roosevelt to get back to 4-6 and start to build a little momentum into the second half of the season. For Watertown, trying to right the ship. 2-9. They've lost five in a row, actually, and they've had two close losses. They hosted both Stevens and Central this weekend, both 5-point losses, and as we heard from Coach Rohde in the pregame show there, both games where they were way behind, had the comeback on, just kind of ran out of clock, and of course can't find yourself in that position in the first place, but a couple of games they felt like could have got off to a better start, maybe could have picked up a couple of victories. As it stands, in a little bit of a losing skid, 2-9 on the season for Chad Rohde and the Watertown Arrows. And again, your law on the field, the court, the mat tonight, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Scott Whitlock, Eric Donat, and Rusty Keith your Law on the Court here live from the Huron Arena as we get down to the final minute or so. And then, of course, like I said, a break for the national anthem and run through your starting lineups here. We'll be about ready for tip-off. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. We'll have Tiger Boys scoring updates throughout the night there. The Tiger Boys are at Watertown tonight. And, of course, we'll pass those scores along as soon as they are available. That is also our game of the night over on 1210 AM KOKK. So Kurtz Heating and Cooling brings us the scoreboard. The C game tonight went to Huron. The final there, 46-42. Again, the C game here on Watertown. Huron wins 46-42 over the Arrows. The JV game, Watertown won that one 55-27. Tigers led by Izzy Kramer with a dozen points. Again, the JV game goes to Watertown 55-27. The C game goes to Huron 46-42. The varsity game getting set to start here. Tiger girls 4-6, won two in a row. Watertown at 2-9, five-game losing skid, but a couple of close ones this past weekend at home against Stevens and Central. All right, Hader in the house announcing the kids on the floor. He'll get them on their feet here from the national anthem. We'll take a 90-second break. Actually, we'll make it 2 minutes, and we come back starting lineups, and we'll be ready for tip-off. Watertown at Huron tonight on Riverfront Broadcasting.
Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Have a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lake Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40.
Okay, after this one, I think this is the last one, but
university offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
And welcome back to the Huron Arena here. Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Taking a look at our lineups for the Watertown Arrows. They'll start number 5, Addie Johnston. Number 5, Emery Thury. Number 14, Miranda Falconer. Number 24, Jade London. Number 30, Avery Munger. Off the bench, they'll have Emma Hendricks, Jordan Remmers, Neely Johnson, Andy Olson, Molly Hendricks, Madison Grimsrud, Kinsey Russell, Malia Kranz, Addie Heifert, Grace Corey, and Sarita Stevenson. Watertown wearing the purple unis, the yellow numbers. Chad Rohde, their coach. They're 2-9. Tigers coached by Cody Kaufman, 4-6 on the year. Bench players, Allison James, Chloe Carr, Kiki Eaglestar, Tatum Peterson, Haley Rogers, Madison Juergens, Jessalyn Noyes, Abigail Harrington, Jency Gergen, Isabel Kramer, and Jaylee Noyes. Tigers will start number 20, Allie Davis, 22, Hilton Hines, 23, Hampton Hines, 42, Elizabeth Heinen, 44, Mackenzie Simmonsma. Tigers, Davis, Hines, Hines, Heinen, Simmonsma. White unis, orange numbers, fresh 8 on the board. Officials headed for the center circle for the opening tip. Heinen to tip it up against Thury. The tip is back for the Tigers. And Huron will have the opening possession. Hines a lob high post for Heinen. Heinen back out to Hampton, handoff Hilton. The drive by Hilton. Hines off the glass, not quite strong enough. Offensive rebound, Heinen, and it's up and in. And Lizzie Heinen will open the scoring for the Tigers as they lead early 2-0. Just underway here at the Huron Arena, just about on time tonight. Had the C game go a little bit longer than expected. Here's a shot in the middle by the Arrows. No good, but they got the offensive rebound. Now one from the wing is no good from three for Thury, and an off or a board by the Tigers. And Huron will try to make it a couple of possessions early on the board. Simmonsma to the other end. We go with Hines. Here's Hilton across the timeline. Going to lob it up to Hampton on the wing. Hampton inside to a cutting Heinen. Boy, they left Heinen wide open on the pick and roll. And the 6-1 senior converts both of the Tiger baskets. It's 4-0 Huron. Tigers a little three-quarters court pressure, trying to force some turnovers. Here is Thury, the drive to the basket, and a pass off to Munger, and Munger will have the first basket for Watertown, 4-2 Huron. 6.5 to play opening quarter. Matt Watson tonight here on Tiger Radio. Tigers, 4-2 lead. Here's Hines, the drive, throws up a runner. It won't go. Heinen had a hand on the rebound, had it knocked out of her hand, and it will be here on Tiger Basketball. So the Tigers inbound. Hilton Hines will bring it in. Top of the key, a ball nearly stolen. It is stolen away by Emery Thury. Thury going end to end. Steps through, kicks it out for three on the wing, and that one is good. Big three there by Addie Johnston, and the Arrows take their first lead at 5-4. Here's Hines across the timeline. Hampton left wing off to Hilton. Hilton looking at a corner three, not going to take that. Around the horn they go to Hampton on the left side. Cross court back to Hilton. Hilton top of the key, here's the drive. Hines shot is no good, an offensive board by Heinen, the putback won't go. This time Thury on the rebound. And the Arrows a chance to build on their lead. Kicks back to Johnston. Johnston just left to the top of the key, right wing for Falconer. Cross court, now left corner. Here's another three. That one is no good. And coming in for the rebound is Hines. Long pass down to Heinen. Heinen's shot, I think, maybe partially blocked. They got the offensive board, kicked out to Hines for three, and that one is good. Hampton Hines from downtown, and the Tigers lead 7-5. Rohde wants a timeout. We'll do it as well. We're back in 30 seconds here on Riverfront Broadcasting.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Watertown off the timeout. Tigers lead 7-5. Here's a ball knocked away, nearly stolen. It is stolen. Hines racing to the other end. Shot inside. Hampton shot will not go, and a rebound by the Arrows. Rebound by Falconer, and trying to kind of draw the charge, I think, there. The call went neither way as the shot was no good. And here's a three blocked by Heinen. Ball batted around. Watertown's going to hold on to it. Three on the way, no good. Simmonsma the rebound. Simmonsma pass ahead to Hilton Hines. Hines across midcourt, sets up on the right side. Heinen now to the top of the key. We'll leave it off to Davis now. Hampton Hines back to Hilton. Hilton the drive all the way to the rack, the basket, and one. Forcing the issue is Hilton Hines, drives all the way to the basket, gets the contact from Emery Thury. That's her first. And the Tigers have Simmons come out. And I think Allison Jane's on for the Tigers. Here's a free throw from Hines. That one is off the mark to the left. And the Tigers' lead will stay 9-5 at the midway point of the opening quarter. 4:01 to play here in the first from the Huron Arena. Tigers trying to continue their streak. Couple of wins in a row. Big win Saturday over a top five team. I think Roosevelt was 3 at the time. Here's a shot no good for Watertown. Rebound knocked out by the Arrows. Changes here for Watertown. Let's see who they bring in. It's actually like Jade Lund came back on if she had taken a short break. Malia Kranz is on for the Arrows. Tigers working a little bit ahead with numbers there, slowing it up a little bit. Now Hines the drive. Runner on the baseline is no good. Rebounded by Thurry. Thurry to the other end across the timeline. 3.5 to play first quarter. Tigers lead 9-5. Falconer left wing. Actually, no, that's Jordan Remmers. Pretty deep lineup card here for Rohde. He said he'll play probably 9, maybe 10 kids. And here's another 3 from the corner, and that one is good. Neely Johnson on the 3. So that'll make it 9-8. Tiger lead is 1. 3 minutes to play quarter number 1 from the Huron Arena. Here's a 3 by the Tigers. No good for Hines. Offensive rebound, though. And the putback is up and in for Allison James. So the Tigers' first bench score makes it a 3-point lead, 11-8. Watertown with the ball, 2.5 to play first quarter. High post ball nearly knocked away. Now they're going to call a jump ball as Hines getting in there and tying it up. The jump ball will stay with Watertown. Changes for the Tigers here. Looks like Allison James will stay on. Allie Davis, both Hines and Heinen. Top of the key, here's Malia Kranz, a 5'10 sophomore. And again, Rohde play a bunch of kids. We've already seen 8. Pass to a cutting Kranz. Kranz not quite able to finish. Batted the rebound back up in the air and almost got it to go in. This time the rebound, though, down to Hilton Hines, and here come the Tigers. 11-8, here on by 3. Pass across the timeline for James, and oh, did she get away? Nope, she didn't get away with it. She double dribbled, and then there was about 2 seconds of the entire gym going, wait a minute, and then the whistle. Turnover back to the Tigers, 2:05 to play first quarter. Tigers in an 11-8 lead, and they have laid off the defensive pressure here, at least in the full court, or at least on this inbound, I guess I should say. Arrows down 3, 2 minutes to play opening quarter. Watertown has hit 3 field goals, 2 of them from downtown, and here's a ball knocked away, but a foul on the Tigers. Fouls on Hilton Hines, and that'll be 2 early fouls on Hines, so they will have to sub her out. Looks like they'll bring Mackenzie Simmonsma back on. Inbounds near the top of the key, Addie Johnston. Addie's got one of those 3 field goals, one of those 3-pointers. There's a pass in the paint. Splitting a double team is number 5, Emery Thurry. And Thurry gets her first basket. Fourth arrow to score. Tiger lead is 1, 11-10. Just across midcourt, Hines going to have to pick up the dribble. Gives it off to James. James pass stolen away. Emery Thurry the other way. Thurry going to get a layup. Back-to-back Emery Thurry baskets, and Watertown leads 12-11 with a minute 10 to play in the first. Hampton Hines across midcourt. High post. They give it back to Hines. A corner 3, and that one is good. Hampton Hines, a pair of 3s for the Tigers. Here on back on top, 14-12. Final minute of the opening quarter. First quarter going by pretty quickly here. We'll get a check of that Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Pass inside. Here's Thurry working inside again. Got it knocked away, had it blocked, and then a whistle. I think that's going to go on Simmonsma. The Tigers C team beat Watertown 46-42. The JV lost 55-27. Izzy Kramer, high point for the Tigers with a dozen. Fouls called on Mackenzie Simmons, her first team's third, and we'll go to the free throw line here with Emery Thury, and she is no good on the first. First free throw of the game there for the Arrows with 45 seconds to play first quarter. Second free throw is on the way. That one is good, and Thury leads all scorers with five, or leads the Arrows with 5 points, I guess. Hampton Hines has a pair of threes. 14-13, Tiger lead is one. 40 seconds to play opening quarter, and Hines gets tied up at the timeline, or Davis, rather, gets tied up at the timeline, and the jump ball's going to go to Watertown. So the Arrows having some things go their way here at the end of the quarter. Had a brief lead. Right now, a one-point deficit, 14-13. Thury looks at three, won't fire from the corner. No go there either. Remmers around the horn. Jordan Remmers, a freshman, just right at the top of the key, over to Johnston. Johnston backs it away near the timeline. There's about a 2 or 2.5 second differential. Game clock, shot clock, 10 on the shot clock. Thury, top of the key, fakes on the three, drives, and here's a travel on Jade Lund and a turnover back to the Tigers. So here on the one-point lead, 14-13, 8 seconds to work with. They will have to go nearly the length of the floor. Inbounds Hines in the backcourt. Hampton across the timeline, left wing, sees an opening, drives, throws up a runner on the baseline, no good, offensive rebound, Heinen. The putback won't go, and that's it for a quarter. After 8 minutes of hoops at the Huron Arena, Tigers 14, Arrows 13. We're back in a minute with the second quarter. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats. Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Tiger girls leading 14-13 after a quarter. JV lost 55-27 to Watertown. The C-team girls win 46-42 over the Arrows. Tiger boys is our game of the night over on KOKK. The Tigers trailing 12-10 after a quarter in that one. Tiger girls with the basketball. Hines drives baseline. Had it knocked away. Thury comes up with it. Thury to the other end. Already a handful of steals for Emery Thury. Left corner, Lund looks at three. Won't pull the trigger. Right wing, Johnston. Outside, inside. Thury trying to get it inside to Lund, but knocked away and stolen by the Tigers. Hilton Hines to the other end. Wing left side, Simmonsma. Here's Allie Davis at the top of the key. Davis stops the dribble, got to give it off, and does to Heinen. Streaking in his Thury, and that's going to be a steal, and then a foul on Heinen. So not only does Heinen give up the ball there, but also picks up the foul, so that'll be her first of the quarter. Tigers will make a change here as Davis comes off. And the Tigers bring in Kiki Eaglestar, 5'4 senior. I think my eyes are terrible trying to see the numbers. Don't worry, I'll go to the eye doctor soon for those worrying. Here's a Watertown three, and that one is good. Jade Lund from long range. Her first three will give the Arrows back the lead, 16-14. That is a 33, so that's Kiki Eaglestar. Joined out there by the Hines. Here is a drive by Hilton, then a foul. Hilton's asking now, do I get free throws or no free throws? And the answer is no, no free throws. Miranda Falconer, her first foul. Lob into Simmonsma in the corner. Davis fakes on the three. Here's the drive. Actually, that was Hines, and the shot is good. Hilton Hines with her second basket. Tied at 16, 6:15 to play second quarter. Watertown with the basketball. Addie Johnston just left to the top, still on the dribble to Falconer on the right side. Trying to get Thurry set up in the post. The Tigers, pretty good job right in the middle of that zone. Thurry got it, but can't get anything away. Shot from the corner, lunge three is blocked again, and again it's Heinen. Tigers pick it up. Here's Hines the other way. Hilton over to Hampton. Eagle Star back to Hampton right wing. Working off the Heinen screen. Again, both doubles went to Hines, but this time the pass a little bit behind, and Heinen not able to get all the way to the basket. Back up top, here's Hines the runner. Left hand off the window, no good. Simmonsma the rebound. The putback's not going to go, but a foul is called, so Mackenzie Simmonsma will go to the free throw line as the foul's on Emery Thurry, and that's going to be her second, so we'll see what Coach Rohde elects to do with that situation. Currently, Thurry leads him with 5 points. Simmonsma, a couple of free throws. First is good. Tigers' first make of the night. They're now 1 of 2. Neely Johnston is back on. Kinsey Russell on for the first time tonight for Watertown. Second free throw for Simmonsma is no good. Long rebound in the corner. Tigers on the deck, almost came away with it. And now a whistle will be a Watertown timeout. 5:24 to play quarter two. Tigers 17, Arrows 16. We're back in 30. A 30-second timeout on Dakota Sports.
With incredible savings, it's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Tiger 95,
Arrows with the basketball, Tigers with the lead. 17-16 here on the Arrows to the offensive end, trying to regain the lead. Both teams have led here in the first half a couple of times. Game hasn't been more than 4 or 5 points either way. Tigers, I think, maybe had a 4-point lead. Arrows down to the last 5 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a ball knocked away. Hines nearly had a steal. They get it inside at the last second. The shot is high off the window and is not going to touch the rim in time. That is a shot clock violation. Allison Janes will bring it in for the Tigers. Janes to Hines, Simmonsma, and Eagle Star on. Here's a ball knocked away and out of bounds by Addie Johnston. And the Tigers will inbound. Janes out near the timeline. Tigers going to bring Lizzie Heinen back on. Heinen will replace Simmonsma with 4:40 to play in the second. Tigers 1-point lead. Inbound to Hilton Hines out near the timeline. Hilton on the dribble, the handoff for Hampton. Hampton draws a double top of the key, gets past them, left corner for James. James drives baseline, backs it away, cross court back to Hilton. Hilton Hines the drive, shut down at the free throw line, back outside, lobs it into Simmonsma. Simmonsma trying to work post, goes lefty off the window, no good. Long rebound in the corner, Eagle Star chases it down and stepped out of bounds. Somehow got all the way down to the corner after that ball, but couldn't stay in bounds on the baseline. Watertown Arrows with the ball back. Down one, 17-16. Arrows trying to regain the lead here. And again, both teams have led a few times. Right wing, here's Falconer. Long two, no good. Long rebound in the corner. Simmonsma tried to save it in, and she did, but she got pushed out by the Arrows. So Watertown going to absorb a team foul here, and I think that's going to be... That might be their fourth here of the quarter. Well, it looks like their third. Emma Hendricks first. Tigers with a change as Davis is back on. She'll replace Eagle Star midway point of quarter two. 3:57 to play in the first half. Tigers 17, Arrows 16. Inbounds. Hines in the backcourt. Across the timeline. Nice pass to a cutting Heinen for the layup. Lindsey Heinen with a half dozen to match Hampton Hines, and the Tiger lead is 3, 19-16. Miranda Falconer across midcourt. Sets up left wing, corner three, halfway down the can and rimmed out for Watertown. That one knocked out by Neely Johnson. The Tigers went after the rebound on the baseline, and I think they're going to say it's off the Tigers. They will. Watertown will inbound on their end. 3:31 to play in the first half here. Tigers a three-point lead. Here's a drive and a shot on the way and good for Kinsey Russell, the sophomore with her first basket. 5 bench points for the Arrows tonight. And again, Rohde will play quite a few kids. I think we've already seen 9. And 6 of them have scored. Tigers lead is 1, 19-18. 3 minutes to play first half. 15 on the shot clock. Hampton Hines right wing up top for Hilton. Hilton the drive, steps through, left hand, scoops it up and in. Hilton with a half dozen to match Hampton and Heinen. As the Tigers lead is 3, 21-18. 2:45 left in the half. Watertown to work on the offensive end. High post, 30 inside, back out on the left wing to Hendricks. Left corner, here's another three, and it's good for Jade Lund. Jade, a pair of threes, both here in the second quarter. She's got 6 of the 8 Watertown points, and we're tied at 21. Hines looking at 3 from the corner. Here comes the double. Hines, the dribble got away from her. Ball picked up by Lund. Watertown with it. Lund ahead, a pass to Remmers. Remmers lost it on the baseline. And I think it's out of bounds off here, and I think Hines last touched it. She did. Tigers, some changes here. Simmons was back on. Looks like that, I think it's the original starting five back out there now. Nope, Janes instead of Hilton Hines. Here's a long two on the way for Watertown. No good, but an offensive rebound by Johnston. And Watertown will get another look. Here's another three. No good from the corner. Rebound, Janes. Janes will give it off to Hines. Hines across the timeline, tied at 21. 2 minutes to play first half. Here's Davis on the wing. Davis driving through a screen. Back out on the right side for Hines. Hampton going to go baseline. Throws up a runner from 5. No good. Rebound, Johnston. Johnston heads for the timeline. Hampton Hines hanging back for some defense. Watertown fans wanted a call. They did not get one. Tied at 21. 1:25 left first half. Here's Lund looking at a corner three. Won't fire. Sends it up on the wing to Olsen. Back to Lund for three from the other corner. No good. Janes on the rebound. Janes trying to get it ahead quickly to Hines. Hines wanted to slow it up. Back to Janes. Janes stops the dribble. Here's Heinen out near the timeline. A handoff to Hampton Hines. Hampton draws the double. Hines, the runner into Heinen. Heinen can't hit off the window. Long rebound is going to come all the way out to Simmonsma in front of the scorer's table. And the Tigers will get another look. Janes on the wing left side. Pass inside for Janes. No Hines. Hines inside for Heinen. Heinen shot no good. I don't know. Tiger fans wanted a foul call big time and didn't get that. And now the Tigers are going to get called for a foul on the rebound. Mackenzie Simmonsma, her second on the team, and not a popular decision amongst the Tiger faithful here at the Huron Arena. Not that any foul against he is, but that one seemed especially heinous to the home crowd. Tatum Peterson on for the Huron Tigers. So the final seconds here of the second. 35 seconds to play first half. There is some differential with the shot clock. The Tigers could get it back, tied at 21 here. Watertown ball. Lund on the left wing. Ball knocked away, nearly stolen, and it is. Well, it's saved in, and the Watertown Arrows are going to get it back. Nice attempt there by Peterson. Pass inside. Short shot for Watertown is up and in. That is Madison Grimsrud, one of, I think, 10 players to get on the floor in the first half for Watertown. Arrows lead 23-21, final seconds of quarter number two. James throws up a runner at the buzzer. It will not go, and it'll stay a Watertown Arrow two-point lead at the halftime break. Halftime at the Huron Arena. Watertown 23, Huron 21. Back after a three-minute timeout with a halftime show. 3 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinfuster with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Quinter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, Jeff, with the call tonight over on 1210 AM KOKK, as the Tiger boys are on the road at Watertown. I did see they were trailing after one quarter. Watertown 18, Huron 10. That was, again, a boys' score after a quarter on the road. That is our game of the night over on 1210 AM KOKK, and I'll try to get you an updated score here. Looks like Watertown 34, Huron 15. About 2 minutes to play in the first half of that one. Again, Watertown 34, Huron 15. And that's how we'll start our halftime show. Check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Here at the arena, the Watertown Arrow girls leading the Huron Tiger girls 23-21. As I mentioned, the Huron Tiger boys on the road trailing with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Watertown now leads 37-14. In boys hoops, Sioux Falls Lincoln upsets on their mind. They lead Sioux Falls Washington 20-14 at the half. Harrisburg over Brookings at the half, 23-18. Some girls scores from the AA ranks. We'll see if we have much to pass along here. Washington beat Lincoln 56-26. Looks like Spearfish, St. Thomas Moore going at it out there out west. Roosevelt leading Jefferson 13-9 as the second quarter starts. And Pierre leading Aberdeen 19-12 after a quarter in Aberdeen. See if we have any other scores to pass along from any other teams we keep an eye on. Wolsey Westington's girls are leading Sunshine Bible with about a minute to play in the third, 29-15. Looks like not a whole lot of scores have been passed along, and of course a lot of the area stuff there starting at 6:30. Maybe they don't get updated till the end, so maybe we'll have some more going on a little bit later on tonight. Tiger boys down 32-17 at the half, and the Tiger girls are down here 23-21, and I guess I shouldn't say the boys is at half. It's not quite at the half. We will pass along a score as soon as it is. So the Huron Tiger girls jumped out to an early lead. They led by as many as four in the opening quarter. Watertown had cut it to one at the end of the frame. Second quarter kind of back and forth. Both teams led a few times. Watertown a late three by Jade Lund to take this lead here, and they keep it into the halftime locker room 23-21. Taking a look at some of the numbers here tonight for Addie Johnston and the rest of the Watertown Arrows. They're 9-23 from the field, 39%. They're 4-12 from three, 33%. They're just 1-2 from the free throw line. Not many free throws in this game. Watertown is 1-for-2. The Huron Tigers are 1-for-3. Watertown has been out rebounded 18-10. They've been led so far by Emery Thury with 4 rebounds. Let's see. They also have Jade Lund, those 2 threes, leading them with the 6 points. For the Huron Tigers, again, 18 total rebounds on the night. Led so far by Allison Janes with 3. Bunch of other with 2, and then, of course, the 6 team rebounds. The Tigers are 9-23 from the field, 39%, 2-3 from downtown, and 1-3 from the free throw line. Send it back to the studios here for 2 minutes. We'll come back with our individual numbers, and we'll be about ready for a second half of basketball. Girls basketball from the Huron Arena tonight at the half. Watertown 23, Huron 21. Back in 2 minutes with more Halftime Show. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance. This
message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJD are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Individual scores in the first half here. Watertown, again, played a lot of kids, got a lot of scores. They got seven off the bench. Madison Grimsard, Kinsey Russell, two apiece. Neely Johnson had three. Four of their starters scored as well. 2 points for Avery Munger, three for Addie Johnston, five for Emery Thury. Thury, 1-2 from the line, and Jade Lund put in a couple of threes in the second quarter. She leads them with 6 points. Again, seven different players have scored, 10 different players have played. A lot of things working well for Watertown. They lead 23-21. For the Tigers, two off the bench, Allison Janes. The starting five, we had a point for Mackenzie Simmonsma. She's 1-2 from the line. And then six apiece for Hilton Hines, Hampton Hines, and Elizabeth Heinen. A pair of threes for Hampton. 0-for-1 from the line is Hilton. And Lizzie doing all her damage in the paint. 23-21. Watertown not only the lead, but the possession arrow. Second half underway here at the Huron Arena. Arrows back to work, back with the starting five. Here's Thury. High post from the corner. A look from Johnston. Won't pull the trigger on the three. Thury, cross court. Here's a three. Falconers, three on the left wing is no good. Rebound taken by Heinen. Ahead to Hilton Hines. Hilton across midcourt. Hilton going to back it away. Here comes Hampton to take over. Hand off back to Hilton on the right wing, working about 5 feet back of the three-point line. Here comes Davis out of the paint. And now the drive by Hilton all the way to the rack. And Hines has her 8th point. Tied at 23. Minute gone in the third. Watertown to the offensive end. Johnston just right at the top of the key. Touch pass inside for Thury. Thury working on Heinen and a whistle. And it looks like that'll be Heinen's second, first of the second half on the Tigers. Free throws here. Thury's first is up and in. Emery Thury has shot all three of the Watertown free throws to this point. She is 2-for-3. Thury with 6 points, trying to get it to 7. Second free throw is up and in, and the arrow's back on top, 25-23. Inbounds to Hines in the backcourt is off her hand and out of bounds, and a turnover back to Watertown. Addie Johnston will bring it in for the Arrows. Johnston, a lob into Thury on the right wing. Thury, the point of that double, right side. Here's a long two by Falconer. That one is no good, rebounded by Heinen. Heinen, the handoff to Hilton Hines. Hines back across midcourt as Tigers trail by two, 25-23, led good portion of that opening quarter. A little bit of a seesaw affair in the second. Watertown has led since. Here's a baseline drive and a whistle on Watertown. And I think this will mean a couple of free throws for Hampton Hines. Or Hilton Hines. Fouls on Addie Johnston. That'll be her first. Hines at the free throw line. First is up and in. Hilton 1-for-2 from the line. She's got all three of the Tiger points here in the third to get to 9. Double digits on the way, and it's up and in. And she's got 10 to lead all scorers. And we're tied again at 25. 6:20 left, third quarter. Watertown's Addie Johnston. Crossing over, pass inside, ripped, stolen by Simmonsma. Intended for Munger, Simmonsma just stepped in and took it away. Here's Hilton Hines, top of the key, the drive. Tried to lob it down to Simmonsma. McKenzie having to save it in. A couple of players on it. Thury ends up scooping it out of the pile right into Heinen's hands, so the Tigers will get it back. Right side, a drive by Hines, and that one goes. Hampton Hines with 8. Hilton's got 10. Tigers back on top, 27-25. 5:40 left, third quarter. Lund on the wing for Watertown. Hit a couple of threes in that second quarter. Missed one in the opening frame. And boy, they don't want to give her much of a look. Here's a runner by Addie Johnston off the drive. And that'll go. She's got 5, and we're tied at 27. Hilton Hines across midcourt, still on the dribble. Here comes Simmonsma to set the screen. Simmonsma off to Davis, and now Hampton Hines in the corner. Hampton back to Hilton. Hilton the drive just inside the free throw line. Scoops it up. It won't go. Offensive rebound. And the putback is up and in for Lizzie Heinen. So Heinen has eight. Tigers back up two, 29-27. Addie Johnston on the wing. Here's another corner three from Lund. No good. Long rebound in the corner. Knocked away from Simmonsma by Lund, but into the hands of Hampton Hines, and Hampton is off and running. Hines stops at the free throw line, trying to give it off to Simmonsma. Ball knocked away, stolen by Munger. Long pass down to Falconer. Falconer stuck underneath. Here comes the double team, and a whistle on the Tigers. The foul's on Allie Davis as the Tigers thought they had that one covered up pretty well. Janes is back on. That's going to bring Heinen out. 4:36 left, quarter number three. The Tigers lead 29-27. Watertown with the ball. Falconer left wing looks at a three. Won't fire. Remmers from 10 feet. That shot no good. Rebound Hampton Hines. Hampton over to Hilton, and the Tigers control chance to make it more than a possession, and that is a lead that neither team has enjoyed much of. And here's a foul as Hines has Jordan Remmers employing the cheap suit defense, and the officials thought it was a little much. Remmers first, second on the team. 4:17 left in the third. Tigers by two. Inbound stop of the key, Hilton Hines. There's a pass right side. Thury knocks it away, and another steal as Thury steps in the way of another lazy Tiger pass, and they get bailed out as Thury got stuck underneath the basket. Nobody rushing to follow her, and got stuck in between a couple of defenders, and the turnover on the travel. So the Tigers will get it back. 4:07 to play third quarter. And still on top by two, 29-27. Here's Hilton Hines across midcourt. Right side, and she is going at it with Jordan Remmers, and Remmers is going to get another foul. Remmers bumped Hines once on the way up the floor, and Hines decided to give her back two on the other end, and Remmers a little more aggressively a third time, and then the whistle. Remmers second back-to-back fouls there. Here's a long two by Davis, and that one is good from the top of the key. Allie Davis with her first basket. Sixth Tiger in the scoring column, and the Tigers enjoying something they haven't had since the opening minutes, a four-point lead. 31-27, Arrows a long two. That one is no good, and the rebound grabbed by Hines. Hampton stuck underneath, going to try to dribble out of it, lobs it ahead to Hilton, and the Tigers off and running with numbers. Hilton an opening all the way to the basket, and a whistle on the Arrows. So Hilton Hines going to go to the free throw line, and I think that's Remmers again. So Jordan Remmers picks up three personal fouls over the course of about a minute or so. Hines slow to get up under the basket, and the official will let her have an extra moment here as she will walk to the free throw line. Both teams going to make some changes here with 3:25 to play in the third, and the Tigers up 31-27. Hines kind of adjusting, checking out the neck and the back and the making sure everything's in line. Hilton now to the free throw line. First is up, and it rattles out. Hines has shot all, well, four of the six Tiger free throws tonight. She's 2 for 4. Simmonsma is 1 for 2. Remmer's going to have to check out. Falconer comes out as well for the Arrows. I see Neely Johnson is back on. Didn't see the other. Second free throw, no good for Hines. She'll stay at 10 points. The lead will stay at 4, 31-27 here on. 3:15 to play third quarter. Watertown, here's Addie Johnston. Johnston on the wing, guarded by Hilton Hines. Johnston trying to back down, got to the free throw line. Hines shut her down. Back outside to Johnson. Lob pass inside, rip, stolen by Heinen. Heinen leaves it for Hampton Hines. Hampton across the timeline for Hilton. Hilton on the wing, working off of Jane's screen. Drives in top of the key, backs it away. Back outside Hampton. Hilton left wing looks at three. Nope. Driving the baseline. Finishes on the baseline for Hilton Hines. Hines got a dozen. Tigers the biggest lead of either squad at 33-27. 2.5 to play third quarter, and Rohde seeing that accumulating the biggest lead of the game, going to make some personnel changes next break for the Arrows. Here's Addie Johnston. Johnston down in the corner for Johnson. Johnson back to Johnston, ripped, another steal. It's Hilton Hines. Hilton double-teamed at the other end, and we're going to have a foul on Watertown, and I honestly don't know who they call it on because both of them committed a foul there. They'll put it on Neely Johnson, her first. That'll be five on Watertown, too, so that'll put the Tigers in the bonus, and Hilton Hines back to the line. Hines is 2 for 5 today. A dozen points to lead all scorers. First for Hines is no good. 34 is on. That's Avery Munger for Watertown. I think Neely Johnson stayed on as well. Johnston is still out there, and Emery Thury. Second free throw for Hines is nothing but net. They will sub her out, or they might, I guess. We'll get a Kaufman timeout. 2:18 to play third quarter. Tigers' biggest lead of either team, 34-27. We're back in a minute. 1 minute on Performance Radio.
There, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank, FNBO, member FDIC.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Tiger girls have built their biggest lead of the evening, biggest lead either team has had at any point in this game, 34-27. 7-point Tiger advantage. Hilton Hines with 7 here in the quarter, 13 in the game. Kurtz Heating and Cooling bringing us scoring updates, and we'll get you a Tiger boys score here in a moment. Tiger girls again up 7 with 2 minutes to play in the third here at the Huron Arena. Munger from the corner. Her pass top of the key was intended for Johnston. Went over her head. Johnston will chase it into the backcourt, and the Tigers are going to get it on an over and back. The Tiger boys down 39-17 with about 6 minutes to play in the third. Again, Watertown 39 here on 17. 6 minutes to play third quarter. That's a boys score in our game of the night over on 12-10 KOKK. Here's a Hines three behind the Hines screen, and that one's good. Hampton Hines with 11. Tiger lead is 10, 37-27. Minute 44 to play third quarter. The Tigers starting to open things up a little bit here at home against Watertown. Nice drive and a nice finish by Kinsey Russell, the sophomore, driving right through the Tiger defense with the finish. She's got 4 on the night. Tiger lead is 8, 37-29, minute 20 to play in the third. Remember, Gary Zalato Glass post-game report coming up after this one. Here's a Hines deep three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Addie Johnston. Johnston across the timeline, crosses over, drives. She'll throw up the runner. No good. Hines had the rebound knocked out of her hands by Thury. And the Tigers will set to inbound. Thury's going to get a rest here as Miranda Falconer's back on. Be Falconer, Johnston, Kinsey Russell, Jade Lund, and Avery Munger. Tigers have out there the Hineses, Heinen, Kiki Eaglestar, and Simmons. Hampton Hines across the timeline. Arrows with a press. Tigers easily able to break that. Here's Hines on the wing. Hampton to Hilton. Back to Hampton. Looks at a deep corner three. Won't take that one. Dribbles up to the wing to Eaglestar. Back to Hampton, and they're going to leave her that open. She's going to knock it down. Hines with 8 in the quarter, 14 in the game. Tigers' biggest lead is 11, 40 to 29. 30 seconds left, third quarter. Watertown trying to get something going. They led by a basket coming in and put up 6. Here is a Johnston jumper. That one airmailed. Hampton Hines able to rebound that. Hampton's going to go coast to coast. Lays it up for 2. Got behind the defense and just nobody accounted for her. She's got 10 in the quarter, 16 in the game, and the Tigers are up 13 as they try to win their third in a row. Right wing, here's a 3 at the buzzer. No good for Watertown, and the Tigers lead by 13 points, 42-29 after three quarters at the Huron Arena. Take a timeout of 1 minute. Back with quarter 4, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Backs it out to the free throw line. Now kicks it outside. Simmons gets the ball knocked away. We'll get a steal to start the fourth, which they desperately needed. The Tigers are scoring them 21-6 in the third quarter. The Tigers matched their first outfit in just shy of 8 minutes and 43. Back in Jordan Lane, Jordan Lane, Jordan Lane, Jordan Lane, Jordan Lane, it into Russell. Russell can't hit. Inside for Ida. Ida back in. We'll replace James with 5 minutes left. They're still on the 44-46 Riverside. Both lines across midcourt. Oh!
2-point lead when we come back in 1 minute, 60 seconds on Coach Horse.
Scoreboard at last 7 minutes to Brendan Walker.
51-27.
Thank you. to lose their 10th game.
Here, that's quarter of the difference. Tigers opened up a 21-6 advantage in the third quarter. They led by 13 after that. They had trailed by 2 at the half. The third quarter for Hampton High School. Tigers have an 8-point third quarter. Got 16 and 18 in the game. As the Tiger boys have now fallen by the final of 59-35. Welcome to a Gary Zalotta Blast postgame report live from the Huron Arena, where the Tiger girls have better news as they pick up the victory over Watertown, 54-45. Chad Rodian and the Generals go to 2-10 on the season. The Tiger girls win their third in a row. to get to 5-6. Taking a look again at some scores here. Kurtzine and Cullen brings us a scoreboard update. So the Tiger girls win here 54-45. The Tiger JV girls lost 55-27. You can bring up that one for the Tigers. The C Tiger girls won 46-42. Tiger boys lose on the road 59-35. Other games, AA, Lincoln beat Washington 68-51. Harrisburg winner over Brookings tonight 60-40. Riggs is ahead of Aberdeen Central after three quarters, 36-35. Some boys scores to pass along there. Some girls final, of course, as we mentioned. The Tiger girls win tonight 54-45. Some other scores, Spearfish over St. Thomas More 37-31. Here up big on Aberdeen Central, start of the fourth. Washington up big on Lincoln. Actually, that's a final 56-26. Washington over Lincoln. Jackson leading Roosevelt 49-37 with about 6 minutes to play in that one. Scoreboard update brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Again, the Tiger boys fall by the final of 59-35, the final in that boys game. Let's take a timeout here of a minute. We'll come back and talk to Coach Kaufman. Tiger girls win 54-45. Third in a row, back to 5-6. We'll wrap with Coach Kaufman after a 1 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Yeah, that must have been ugly from the tip-off, because it was like 11-2, and then it was like 17-8, and it was never close that I saw.
Does he still do player of the game?
He does, okay. Did you have...
Was he not?
I mean, I thought so. Good. I don't have a certificate. I don't know why. I swear he put some in my box at the beginning of the year, but...
We'll blame it on Duffy.
Yeah, I'm going to. I might on Avery.
Yeah, all right.
I already texted him that he owes you one, and I was hoping you'd say hi to me. She was pumped up at the end there. She got that and one. That's good to see him at the mid time.
I got one too. We're good. Yep, I brought one up. I always try to.
Back to the Huron Arena, Gary Zell, Auto Glass post-game report. Tiger girls win 54-45, and we'll take a look at some of the individual numbers in a moment. Hilton Hampton Hines both had a nice game. Lizzie Heine came in with a real nice game. The Tigers out-rebounding Watertown tonight, 33-18, and that's where I want to start with you, Coach Kaufman. You get a rebounding advantage like that, you're going to win almost every game. That is a whale of an advantage.
That was one of our keys, right? We got to win the rebounding on both ends, offensively and defensively. So I didn't even look at that before I got there. One of the stats I didn't look at, but 33-18, man, yeah, that's an effort thing, right? And I bet you most of those came in the second half. You know, we got them to finally miss some shots, and that was the big key, was our offense is fed off of our defense, and when we get stops, we score the basketball, and you can no further than look in the third quarter when we outscored them 21-6. I mean, that's when we made our, you know, that's when we pulled away, and that's, you know, that's the difference in the ball game. So we didn't make any adjustments at halftime. I'm not a good, big adjustments guy from that standpoint. We just played our tails off in that third quarter especially, and that's what got us the win tonight.
So a big part of this second half comeback here is another number that jumps out at me that has to be talked about. You guys shot 13-16 in the second half of this basketball game. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's incredible. But that's, I mean, you know, and I don't know how many, just taking a look here real quick. Again, you know, against Jefferson, we shot 6 threes. Tonight we shot 7 threes. So we're getting it done inside the paint, you know, at the rim type of thing. So, and that's okay. I mean, that's where we're getting, leaning on, you know, Lizzie, as you talked about, had a big game. Kenzie Simmons, those have, we're leaning on them. At some point, teams are going to have to start clogging up the lane a little bit, and that's perfect because we got a sniper out there in Hampton Hines that's going to knock down shots.
I think your first National Bank player of the game got to be Lizzie Heinen. Heinen shoots 7 of 11 from the field. She was 1 of 1, or 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Nobody really went to the line tonight outside of Hilton Heinen. She went with most of the trips, but Heinen won a ball game tonight. 7 of 11 from the field, 15 points, 7 rebounds, threw in an assist in the ball game. Just overall a great game, and it's nice to see her
aggressive in the fourth quarter and pumped up on that and one. She was loving it.
Absolutely right. I mean, that's what we need. We are a force when Lizzie Heinen shows up like that. You know, I've said it all year long. We know what we're getting out of Hampton. We know what we're getting out of Hilton. Where's that third option and how good is our third option? And that third option was unbelievable tonight. Scoring the basketball, rebounding, playing defense. I mean, I don't know how many blocks she had on the corner getting out to the 3-point shooter, right?
Wow.
And now he's as well. They can't shoot the three from the corner. So I can't say enough about her. But again, you alluded to it. Our excitement for one another to succeed, to be good, to play for one another, like that's what set us over the edge, I think, tonight, especially in that second half. And all credit to the players. They, again, we didn't make any adjustments as a coaching staff. We talked through a few things. They made the adjustments by playing harder, by getting stops and making sure that we are doing the things that we worked on yesterday in practice. As you can tell, I'm losing my voice. I might be a little sick. Our kids are cramping up. They're hurt. They're tired. We're taking tomorrow off. We're going to enjoy this one, and we'll come back on Thursday and start getting ready for Tuesday at Roosevelt.
That's the next game next week, so you got a little bit of a break.
We got a little bit of a break here, which is nice, especially after these three big wins in the last week. So we're going to enjoy this one. And then again, now you start heading to Sioux Falls, and obviously when you head to Sioux Falls, those are all big games. Doesn't matter what a record is. So.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks so much for joining us pregame and postgame. Congratulations on the big win. I think I only get like two or three games with you this year, so I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Well, if we keep playing like that, we'll request you to come back all the time.
Oh, boy, don't start that, Cody. All right, congratulations,
thanks, man.
Thank you. Cody Kaufman, their head coach of the Tiger Girls. As the Tiger Girls win 54-45. Pass along the individual numbers in your Gary's All Auto Glass postgame show. After another timeout of 1 minute, again, back to the Huron Arena in a minute. Tiger Girls win 54-45. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show after this on Dakota Sports.
30 stores in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJB.
And welcome back to the Huron Arena here, passing along the final stats in that First National Bank player of the game. Lizzie Heinen, 7-11 field goals, 15 points, 7 rebounds, also chipped in those 2 blocks. They only had her down for 2 blocks. I don't know about that. I think she drew definitely 3 blocks on the corner threes alone, but Heinen's got herself a player of the game honor tonight. 7-11 from the field, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. Congratulations to Lizzie Heinen, your First National Bank player of the game. Let's break down some individual numbers for the Watertown Arrows and Chad Rohde. They go to 2-10 with the loss. They played 10 or 11 kids like he said they would. They had 8 of them score. Madison Grimsrud, 2 points, 3 for Neely Johnson, 4 for Kinsey Russell. The 5 starters scored, 2 for Avery Munger, 7 for Addie Johnston, 6 for Jade Lund, 8 for Miranda Falconer, and Emery Thury would lead them with 13. Thury was 5 of 6 from the free throw line, but just could not get to the basket inside the paint against this Tiger defense. Watertown scores 13 in the first, 10 in the second, 6 in the third, 16 in the fourth, 45 in the game. They go 5 of 6 from the line. They end up shooting in this ball game from the field. Let's see, Watertown, 17 of 48, about 35%. They were 6 of 24 from 3, 25%. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line, or 83%. They were out-rebounded 33-18. Emery Thury led them in rebounds. So Thury's line, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 steals in this game here tonight. For the Huron Tigers, Allison Janes had the bench bucket for Huron, 2 points. All five starters scored, a point for Mackenzie Simmonsma, 1 of 2 from the line. Allie Davis hit for 3, she was 1 of 2 from the line. Hilton Hines for 15, 3 of 7 from the stripe. Hampton Hines for 18, hit 4 threes in the game and went 0 for 2 from the line. And Lizzie Heinen, your first National Bank player of the game, 15 points in the game, 7 down the stretch. She was perfect from the line in that one attempt. The Tigers definitely good games all around there, but Lizzie Heinen, your first National Bank player of the game, 15 points tonight, 1 for 1 from the line. Heinen's line, 7 of 11 from the field, 1 for 1 from the line. 7 total rebounds, 15 points, 2 blocks, and even a steal as Lizzie Heinen, your first National Bank player of the game. Tigers scored 14 in the first, 7 in the second, 21 in the third when they pulled away, 12 in the fourth, 54 in the game. They were 6 of 14 from the field. The Tigers 6 of 14 from the free throw line, I should say, about 57% there. 42% there, rather. They were 4 of 7 from three-point land, 57%. And from the field, the Tigers in this game shot 22 of 39, or just shy of 57%. They out-rebounded Watertown 33-18, led by Lizzie Heinen with 7. Hampton Hines also had 6 rebounds in this game here tonight. The Tigers turned the ball over 16 times. They had 12 assists led by Hampton and Hilton Hines with 3 apiece. The blocks, of course, Heinen, those 2 big blocks and steals, 2 for Hilton, 2 for Hampton. Tigers win is the big one, 54-45. And the Tiger girls, 3 in a row to get back to 5-6. And now a little bit of a break as they are off until next Tuesday. Well, we want to thank Chad Rohde, head coach of the Watertown Arrows, Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tigers, for a pre- and post-game conversation. We want to thank Nathaniel, engineer back at the studio. Great job tonight, bud. Also want to thank anybody who listened either on the radio, online. I think we were feeding it up to Watertown, so no matter how you were able to enjoy this game, thanks for tuning in here on a Tuesday night. The Tiger boys do end up falling by the final of 59-35. And I was going to see here if, nope, Jeff didn't send me anything over for the player of the game for the Tiger boys. So you can tune in tomorrow morning over on 1210 KOKK. He'll have the report there. Or, of course, he does have a couple sports reports here throughout the morning on 1340 and 95.3 Tiger Radio. So I think that's all the thank yous. Let's see, I'm back Thursday over on KOKK. We got a doubleheader at James Valley Christian. So we'll have 2 games on there. And, of course, here on Tiger, I'll be back in tomorrow, 10 to 2 in the afternoon. John and Heidi, enjoy the morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. And on KOKK tomorrow afternoon as well, from 1 to 4. So that's going to just about do it. Thanks again to Gary Zoll Autoglass for sponsoring our post-game report, Kurtz Heating and Cooling for bringing us our scoreboard updates, and, of course, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection for bringing us the reading of the officials. The Tiger girls and Cody Kaufman have won their 3rd in a row to get back to 5-6. They defeat Watertown tonight by the final of 54-45. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1340 and Tiger 95, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. For Nathaniel back at the studio, for our sports director Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.